Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2010 English Language Paper 2 Listening and Integrated Skills Instructions to Candidates You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of the question answer book. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3 and 5. Close the question answer book when you have finished. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test consists of 6 tasks. You're advised to use a pencil to answer all questions in tasks 1, 2 and 3 and a pen for tasks 4, 5 and 6. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your question answer book. Task 1 is about to begin. Look at page 2 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Isabella Chan, a secondary student in Form 5C at St. John's Secondary School. You are the president of a newly formed club called the Green School Club, and have been asked to lead a number of projects aimed at raising awareness of green issues in school and to make recommendations about how the school can become more green conscious. You have 6 tasks to complete. In order to do this, you need to follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all of the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the recording. You will now have 2 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situations in tasks 1, 2, and 3 before the recording begins. Thank you. Task 1. Your school wants to reduce its electricity bills next year, and you've been asked by the Students' Union, SU, and your teacher to find information about how the school can save money by buying energy-efficient light bulbs. You are working with Freddie, who has printed a web page which contains some of the information you need. Listen to the conversation between Freddie and yourself and complete the table below. You now have 30 seconds to study the web page and the table below.
To prepare a table of information about the lighting in the multipurpose room.
Which room again?
The multipurpose room.
So, we're looking for lighting for the multipurpose room.
Uh-huh. I see that you've downloaded some information about the different light bulbs that are available. Let me see what the budget is. Right, here we are. The budget for the multipurpose room is $800.
Quite generous. That's good, because some of these lights can be a bit expensive. How many bulbs do we need to buy?
I think we need about 4 to 5.
Did the SU say anything about what type of lighting it wants?
Two things. Because students will be going there to study, the room should be bright. And the lights should be white rather than cream.
Bright and white. Maybe we should rename it the Bright White Room.
Freddie, be serious.
Sorry.
Just write bright and white in the notes section in case we forget.
OK. Well, if what the SU wants is bright and white, how about recommending these high-intensity discharge lights?
Let me see. HID. I've read about these lights. They have a very long life.
That sounds like just the thing.
Yes, but the only thing is that HIDs are generally used for larger places, like shop windows. I'm not sure if HIDs are what we're looking for. What else have you got there?
How about the fluorescent type? The website mentions somewhere that they give off a bright light, and because of this, they are very popular in offices and libraries.
Libraries! That's exactly what we want.
They're also cheap to run, so this will work really well, given that we are in the middle of our energy saving week.
Yes, but wait. Do we have enough money in the budget for fluorescent lighting?
You said we had $800 for that, right?
Yes.
Well, we can buy 4 of them, which will come to $600. The SU did say 4 to 5.
OK, let's get 4 of those then. The SU will love that.
Let me write that down. Fluorescent. And we need 4. Got it. Oh, what were the reasons for choosing fluorescent ones?
They're cheap to run.
OK. Cheap to run.
That is the end of task 1. Task 2. You are doing some research with a classmate, Freddie, on your class project. You have now entered a website called the Earth Energy Project, which provides news about using the Earth's renewable energy. The website also allows you to send e-cards to people to remind them to be more green conscious. As it is energy saving week at school, you have decided to send an e-card. Listen to the conversation and complete the e-card. You now have 20 seconds to study the e-card below.
Hey, Freddy, look at this website. It looks like it might be useful for our project.
Welcome to the Earth Energy Project. Looks very attractive. What can you do on it?
Lots of things. But the first thing I want to do is to send an e-card.
Who do you want to send it to?
My dad. I'll type in my email address first. Isabella@sjss.edu.hk. 2. k.chan@ecofurniture.com.
Ecofurniture.com? That's an interesting company name. Let me see how you spell it.
It's just E-C-O for eco and then furniture. One word. My dad designs furniture using recycled materials imported from around the world.
What types of furniture?
All types. Tables, chairs, shelves, all made from recycled materials.
Where do the materials come from?
Europe, I think.
That's a long way for the materials to travel. Is that environmentally friendly?
You're right. Perhaps my energy-friendly message should say something about this. But first, I want to write, "Good job with the design, Dad."
I think you should change good to great. This will make your dad feel really good about what he does.
Okay, let me just delete good and put great instead. Okay, what should I say next?
How about, can you import your materials from closer to home?
That's a good idea. Can you? How do you spell import? Is it I-N?
No, it's I-M.
Of course. Can you import your materials from closer to home?
Read that message out loud again.
Great job with the design, Dad. Can you import your materials from closer to home?
Yes, that sounds okay. But I think you need to add an S to design.
An S to design?
Yes, so that it reads designs. And don't forget the question mark at the end of the message.
Okay. Great job with the designs, Dad. Full stop. Can you import your materials from closer to home? Question mark. That okay?
Perfect.
That is the end of task 2. Task 3. Your school is holding a photo competition to raise awareness about environmental damage in Hong Kong. The entries have all been submitted and you have invited Dr. Cameron Poon, an expert in this field, to be the judge. As the school representative, you are now assisting Dr. Poon as he does the judging. Listen to the conversation. Write the missing captions in the blank boxes. Complete the layout plan and the winners list. Write the letters of the photographs in the correct boxes. Some have been done for you as examples. You have 30 seconds to study the questions and the photos below.
Well, Isabella, this is certainly a fine collection of photos, and I'm very impressed with the overall quality of the entries.
That's very good to hear, Dr. Poon. Have you decided on the winners, then?
Nearly, but I must say, it hasn't been very easy because they're all so good. I think this one, Plastic Mountain, is particularly good.It's a really creative photo that shows how many plastic bottles Hong Kong people use.
Yes, it does look like a mountain, doesn't it? Do you think Plastic Mountain will win a prize?
I'm still making my final decisions, so perhaps we can talk about the winners at the end.
Okay.
I think that this one here is very dramatic.These look like two giant cigarettes, don't they? Reaching for the sky. And the title, Smoking Kills, is an extremely clever play on words.
Smoking Kills? Which one is that?
This one here.
Ah, yes.
Now, I keep looking at this photograph, but I don't know why.
You mean cover up?
Yes, cover up. I like it a lot because it does an excellent job of representing the environmental damage in Hong Kong at the human level.
The girl on the left is me, Dr. Poon.
Oh, is it? Oh, then that's probably why I keep looking at it then. Let me take a look at you. Oh, yes, so it is. Great photo.
Thank you. My classmate took it.
Well, you can tell her she did a great job. Now, this one, I think, is the one that best represents the extent of the environmental damage in Hong Kong. When I went to the peak, I was shocked by the fact that I could see nothing. This photograph, taken from the peak, shows the thick,grey bad air that is so common in Hong Kong.
That's a good choice. So this photograph, Bad Air Day, is the best representation of environmental damage in Hong Kong?
Yes, Bad Air Day. That should be given a special award.
A special award for Photo F, Bad Air Day. We're doing very well, Dr. Poon.Freddie and I now have to organise the photos for a mini exhibition. So, can I suggest that you make a final decision on the winners while we do that?
Yes, that's a good idea.
OK, Freddie, I'm going to suggest that we put photo B at the beginning. It gives an immediate idea to the audience of how environmental damage is affecting us on a daily level.Freddie, how about you pin the photos on that spare exhibition board for now, so we can see if they look all right.
Okay.
What do you think we should have next to it, Freddy? This one or this one?
How about photo A? It's nicely linked to photo B.
Okay, we'll put that one next to it then. I'll put sink or swim under photo B, so it's at the beginning of the bottom row. What do you think?
Let me get it. Here you go. Sink or swim at the beginning of the bottom row. Yes, that looks okay to me. How about having floaties at the other end of the second row? It provides a nice balance.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Okay, floaties at the other end then. I like your idea of balance. So why don't we put photo F at the end of the top row?
Okay, photo F at the end of the top row then. That leaves us with one photo. What about Plastic Mountain in the middle on the bottom row?
Okay, photo E in the middle on the bottom row. That's wonderful. We've just finished positioning the photos for the exhibition.
Isabella, I'm ready now. It's been a difficult job, but I think that the third prize will be awarded to photo D. I love the way the photographer has captured all the different kinds of rubbish floating around in the water.
Okay, let me write that down. Photo D is the third prize winner.
The second prize will go to photo A. It's a dramatic shot and does an excellent job of warning us about air pollution caused by heavy industries.
Yes, we like that one too. Right, so photo A, second prize. And the first prize?
Yes, it took me a while, but I think that the first prize must be for photo B.
Really?
Yes, really.
Great, so photo B is the first prize winner. Thank you so much for your help, Dr. Poon.
You're most welcome.
Oh, there is one more thing you could do for us.
What's that?
Well, we need to give the photo exhibition a title. Could you help us?
Let me see. A title. How about something like, What Are We Doing to Ourselves?
What are we doing to ourselves? That sounds like a good suggestion. What do you think, Freddy?
The focus is on environmental damage, so I'd prefer, what are we doing to our Earth?
Yes, Freddy, that's a much better title. What are we doing to our Earth it is.
Thank you very much, Dr. Poon. You've been a great help.
You're welcome. And good luck with the rest of the exhibition.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 4 minutes to read the instructions for tasks 4, 5 and 6. Task 4. You are doing some research on things that the school can do to help save energy, and you have decided to create a PowerPoint presentation. This is on pages 2 and 3 of your data file. You have asked your teacher, Ms. Tong, to give you feedback on how it can be improved. Listen to the conversation and make changes to your presentation. You now have 1 minute to go through the notes on the PowerPoint presentation on pages 2 and 3 of your data file. At the end of the recording, you will have 8 minutes to write the PowerPoint presentation on pages 6 and 7 of your question answer book.
I've got your feedback about my PowerPoint presentation, Ms. Tong. Thanks. I just have a few questions. You say I need a title slide. Do you think "How the School Can Save Energy" is a good title?
Yes, that sounds good to me. How the School Can Save Energy. And you should include your full name and form on this slide as well.
Let me write that down. How the school can save energy. Then my full name and form. Okay, that will be slide number one.
Then for slide two, how about asking your audience a question?
A question?
Yes, ask them if they know how much the school's monthly expenditure on energy is. This could be presented as a single question on the second slide.
Ask them the school's monthly expenditure on energy.
Yes, the reason you're asking is because it will get them thinking what it costs and how much they could save if they used energy more wisely.
Okay, but I don't have the answer to that.
I do. It's $157,000 per month.
So, the second slide is a question asking the audience the school's monthly expenditure on energy. And the third slide is the answer. $157,000 per month. $157,000 per month on just energy? That's incredible.
Yes, I know. So you can have that figure on the third slide and then go on to the slides you gave me. Look at my comments on your draft.
Oh, yes. Can you explain why I need to change the order of the two slides?
Well, I think it's important to talk about why before how.
I see. So with how, there'll be two bullet points, air conditioning and lighting, right?
Yes, and actually, I've thought of another one. You should turn off PCs that are not in use.
Okay, so that's the 3 points. Air conditioners, lights, and PCs. Miss Tong, what do you mean when you say, let's work together to your suggestion?
I meant something like, to make our world a better place.
Okay, so you mean, let's work together to make our world a better place.
Yes, that's right. Great. I think that's about it. Show it to me again if you need to.
Thanks, Miss Tong. I will.
That's the end of task four. You now have 8 minutes to write the PowerPoint presentation on pages 6 and 7 of your question answer book. Now turn to pages 4 and 5 of the data file. Look at Miss Tong's note and your note sheet for the letter and the proposal. You are going to hear a conversation between you and Miss Tong. Take notes on pages 4 and 5 of the data file so that later you can use the information to complete task 5 on pages 8 and 9 and task 6 on pages 10 and 11 of the question answer book. You now have 1 minute to study your note sheets on pages 4 and 5 of the data file.
Miss Tong, can we talk about the letter and the proposal?
Of course, Isabella.
I've read your note about the letter to 1001 Trees. What should we include in the letter?
You might want to start off by telling them who you are and who you're writing on behalf of.
What do you mean, who I'm writing on behalf of?
Well, you should state the school's name because this is a school activity. You should mention the Green School Club and what its missions are.
Okay, school's name, the Green School Club, and its missions. And then I should say why I'm writing, right?
Yes. Then you can provide all the details like who will be going and how many people will be taking part.
Let me quickly jot that down. Who will be going and how many people?
What did the class decide to do there in the end?
We said we wanted to go on a group tree planting outing.
And what date did the class agree on?
We said that it would be better to go after the exams.
Oh yes, I remember now. We discussed the possibility of going on the Hong Kong SAR Establishment Day holiday, but people were generally busy.
That's right. The company had a special event on that date, but too many people couldn't make it. So we decided on the last Friday of June.
Good. So you should make that date clear in your letter then. You should also let them know the time frame, when you will arrive and depart.
We were thinking of arriving there at 10 a.m.
That sounds reasonable. And what about leaving?
Leaving? Oh, perhaps after lunch at around 2 p.m.? What do you think?
Sounds fine to me. But you'll have to ask if these times are okay, because you don't know if the company can fit you in. You might want to ask if they can suggest an alternative time, if the times we have requested are not okay.
Okay. Can I tell them to contact you instead? Because I'll be busy preparing for the speaking exam in June.
Sure. They can call me on the school line at 3441 2391.
I think that's about it.
Now, we've just learnt about letter writing in class, haven't we? So you'll remember to include the recipient's address, a proper greeting, and complimentary clothes such as yours sincerely, won't you? Date the letter 8th of May.
Yes. Miss Tong, I would also like to talk about the competition, the Green School of the Future.
Sure. I think it's great that you and Freddie are entering this competition, Isabella. Have you got the competition form there?
Yes. I don't really understand this bit. In your note for the proposal, what do you mean by structure of the building and internal design elements?
Well, structure of the building would include where it is located, the size of the windows, etc. For example, our school has a roof garden. The grass on the roof helps keep the building cool in summer and warm in winter.
Oh, right. I could include that as a suggestion in our proposal.
Good idea, Isabella. By elements of internal design, I mean things like what materials are used for furniture and decorations. Oh, and things like motion sensor switches so that lights aren't left on.
Oh, yes. I think there's an article in last week's newspaper which has suggestions like that.
Right. Are you clear about what you need to do now?
I think so. I'm not sure exactly how to start, though.
You may want to start the proposal with your definition of what a green school actually is. This could be in the first paragraph. Just one or two sentences will do. There is some useful information on the club flyer.
Let me quickly jot that down. Paragraph 1. Definition of green school. Should I explain why we need to build green schools?
Yes, why not? That will make the introduction to your proposal very strong.
Okay. Why we need to build green schools. I was thinking something like, everyone in society must play a part in making Hong Kong green.
Everyone in society must play a part in making Hong Kong green. That sounds a good reason to me. Okay. Make sure you organise the body of your proposal into sensible paragraphs.
Do you think we could use structure of the building and internal design elements as the two sections?
Yes, something like that. I am sure you know good organisation does make a difference, and it's easier for the judges to follow your ideas. For the conclusion, try to say something forward-thinking. Why don't you mention something about the benefits to learning?
I've also read somewhere that green schools are beneficial to health too.
Yes, so green schools are beneficial to health too. Put that in the conclusion.
Okay. Benefits to learning and to health. Got it. Thanks, Ms. Tong.
You're welcome.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. Take off your earphones and turn off your radio.